push start in the recording area and bring some audio in. Okey-doke, it's Damien here. We've got a big call tonight. As always, it's nice to have everybody on the call, but it's great to be part of what you're all doing with your health, well-being, nutrition part of your lifestyle. Of course, there's so many different parts to being well, and we'll talk about many of those things tonight because it's not all just food, what goes in, what comes out, although what comes out is very important, of course, and you would have actually read the article that I wrote called 5 Ways You Know You Have Poo In You. So that's 5 signs you have poo in you. It's a good read. And if you haven't read it, then perhaps Hayley could plonk it up on the 112-day challenge website. So you can actually check it all out. But I'm sure it's up there. But nevertheless, it is a good read. You need to get stuff into your body, but also get stuff out, of course. But often, you know, in getting stuff out, many people don't consider that, you know, it's important to get the emotional crap out of your body. So you've got to get the emotional stuff out. You've got to go do some exercise. It's important. Burn off some fuel. Let off some steam. That's also a really, really important thing. It keeps the balance. It keeps you well. It keeps your mind fresh and your whole body fresh, which is, you know, so absolutely important. So, and of course, tonight, if you've got any nutrition questions, then, you know, please fire them through because this is your opportunity to ask nutrition questions. It's me by myself tonight. Unfortunately, Phyllis can't make it. She's in Queensland. So she's in the motherland. She's doing a seminar and she can't be with us tonight. But, of course, she'll be back next week and she'll be doing what she does best. And that is talk, of course, but she'll be doing a great job. Now, one thing I purposely didn't mention just before about keeping your wellness is ensuring that you're seeing a chiropractor. And, look, you know I'm a chiropractor, so you can't come and see me unless you're living in Australia. But the thing to keep in mind is that the reason why I see a chiropractor is to enhance your experience with life and enhance your nervous system's experience with your environment. And what I mean by that is that, you know, through your nervous system and the nervous system connection with the external environment, your body's able to perceive what's actually going on in the internal environment as well as the external environment. And if things aren't working properly, then your experience is, you know, potentially less than ideal. And you'll enhance your experience of your environment if you have a nice switched on nervous system. And chiropractic specializes in the nervous system. We use the joints of the spine as levers to assist us in helping to stimulate your nervous system and getting everything going. So I do encourage everybody to see a chiropractor. You would have read that in your health report, and there's 2 people that are waiting on their health report at the moment, and we'll get that done as soon as we can. Janine's there in Auckland, which is wonderful. Hello, Janine. Nice to have you here. Shamila is here as well. And we're starting to get some questions come through, so that's good. So Janine says, how long should I keep taking Benefiber for? Janine, I think the key thing with Benefiber is to ensure that you've got a good amount of bulk in your stool. I think it's also really important that you're getting regularity of your bowels. And so if some people have a loose bowel movement when they have the colon clear, then and it continues to be very, very loose, then you need to settle everything down. So whilst Benefiber is a nice place to start and it's a great way to bulk up the stool, there's also other things that you could do. So taking a probiotic, so your Ultraflora Dairy-Free Restore or Ultraflora Immune, those 2 probiotics are particularly good for bulking up the stool. And if you're doing that, then you can probably find yourself coming up with Benefiber sooner rather than later. But it is important to make sure that your bowels respond in an appropriate fashion to not only the food that's in the program, but also the nutrients that you're taking into your body through the supplements that are recommended. Now, there's a question that came through today, which I responded to, regarding iodine and iodide with concurrent use of thyroid medication. And in all of my recommendations, I take into consideration your pharmaceutical drug regime and then, you know, give my appropriate commentary in order to help you get healthy. So I don't subscribe to the treatment of conditions. I don't try and be the fixer of your problems. In fact, I think that you can be the fixer of your problems and you need guidance to help you get there. And so that's why I suggest that you take various supplements. And, you know, I do take great care in looking at these things. So I do encourage people to get the supplements that I recommend, and I recommend them, you know, purely because I know that you actually benefit from doing that, not for any other particular reason. So when it comes to iodine and taking pharmaceutical drugs, if you take straight iodine, you can actually take too much iodine, and that can be particularly challenging for the body, especially in combination with thyroid medication. However, if it's just in a multivitamin, it's totally safe. There's nothing to be concerned about, and I have no hesitation in recommending that you take a little bit of iodine in your diet, whether it comes from fruits, vegetables, or salads, or a multivitamin, just a low dose combined with an iodine enhancement drug, you know, such as I can't remember what it's called, but like thyroxine, for example. So they work really well together, and it's only if you're taking large amounts of iodine that it actually becomes a problem. Same for all other nutrients. It's only a problem if you take large amounts and you have drugs that are that you shouldn't actually be, you know, mixing other sorts of nutrients with it. So we're getting more and more people jumping on the call, which is terrific tonight. Let me know who's there so that I can actually say hello to you. So far, we've had Janine and Shamila say hello. But, you know, please say hello and let me know who's there. It's always nice to know what's actually going on. And it's good to fire through some questions too so we can actually start to talk about it. Last night we talked about food labels, and I spoke about food labels with Cindy O'Meara. Was it last night or the night before? I think it was the night before. And the call went so long, we actually had to break it into two parts. We spoke about food labels. We spoke about the benefits of fat and the reason why I recommend fat. We also spoke about the benefits of eating adequate amounts of protein. These are all really, really important things. We spoke about the importance of, you know, eating natural foods. And so when we talk about functional foods, we talk about improving performance through eating ideal food and trying to avoid your processed, highly processed functional foods. And we actually discussed that the margarines, the spreads that actually decrease your absorption of cholesterol actually increase your risk of cardiovascular disease, but they also don't contribute to your longevity. So by having these artificial foods and these foods that are, in fact, highly toxic to your body, so those margarines and all margarines, every single margarine, including the margarine made from olive oil or the margarine made from rice bran oil, all of those margarines are toxic for your body, so you should stay away from them. But when you take those sorts of things, you actually run the risk of decreasing your longevity as opposed to enhancing longevity. And one of the reasons why people take cholesterol-lowering medication is to try and live longer, you know, try and decrease the risk of having a heart attack. But, of course, when you're, you know, taking statin drugs or you're trying to artificially decrease your cholesterol, you're actually inhibiting many biological processes in the body that actually will keep you living for a long time and happy. If you don't have cholesterol in your bloodstream, if you don't have it circulating through your body, you're not going to manufacture various hormones such as progesterone and testosterone and adrenaline and cortisol, estrogen. These are all really important hormones that keep our body ticking along. So it is important to make enough fat and enough cholesterol, and they're very, very separate things. You know, just because you're eating fat doesn't mean you're going to have high cholesterol. In fact, the major cause of carbohydrate consumption, not fat consumption. So I'd encourage you to consider eating more fat if you don't have fat. It very well go. Sarah C says hello as well. So that's fantastic. Thank you. Now, I'm just going to put it out there because there's not many questions coming through. But Hayley, if you're listening in, could you fire through any questions that may have actually come through the week with regards to nutrition so that I can make sure that I cover that off? So that'll be tops. I went out for dinner last night and had the most incredible meal. And what was incredible about this meal was that it was 100% paleo. Now, you'll notice that looking at your programs, that your lifestyle that I've actually created for you in terms of food is you know, incredibly primal. You know, the approach that I've taken to have you eat more fruits and vegetables, more proteins, more good fats, is a primal approach to eating food, much like the exercise that that I think is best to do, and that is, you know, primal movements and primal movement patterns, which is, you know, what we call functional exercise. It's not about just, you know, walking in a straight line or getting, you know, $300 pairs of runners and running on the spot or jogging on a treadmill. It's actually about getting out there and experiencing nature and you know, trying as much as you possibly can to have a barefoot experience with nature and the world. And the more you wear bare feet, the more sensory input you have going into your body, and the better your spine will feel, the better your nervous system will feel, the better your energy will be if you get more nervous system input going through your feet. So I do encourage people to consider doing you know, a primal movement style of exercise. And one of those things is CrossFit, but CrossFit can be quite challenging. I don't mind if you don't do CrossFit. I do Insanity. Insanity is my thing, which I've spoken about before, and Insanity is an online program where you can purchase the DVDs and you plug them in and just do all the exercise at home. And that's using your own body weight to enhance your well-being. You could go for a jog, you could go for a walk, you could go for a ride or a swim. These are the sorts of things that will enhance your well-being. Not necessarily burn bucket loads of body fat, though they possibly will, but they'll get your body experiencing the environment more efficiently and more successfully, which I encourage everybody to do. It's a great thing to do. But many people talk about the paleo thing, and many people have subscribed to Rob Wolf's paleo program or to Lauren Cordain's paleo programs. And whilst that is a nice way to go, when you eat extreme paleo, you do to some extent cut off your ability to, I suppose, to experience other foods. And not that you need to have grains. You certainly don't need to have grains. You can survive without grains. And I'm not a proponent of grains by any stretch of imagination, or a proponent of starchy carbohydrates. But making the leap from eating lots of carbohydrates, which many of you actually have, into an eating program that you know, doesn't really allow for much grain-based or starchy-based carbohydrates is significant enough without having to go to the extremes of avoiding all starch, which is what the paleo programs actually encourage you to do. So I'm happy for you to continue to do your blood type or your body type programs. The body type ones are the ones that I've selected for you. Many people, having completed the 112-day challenge a number of times, have moved over to their blood type, and that's a very successful way to actually eat. And as a result, you can get an incredible response with fat loss and thermogenesis. But your body types are the ones that I've adapted to enhance your, I suppose, your stepping stones to move you from being high carbohydrate, poor nutrition and foods and in the wrong combinations into a zone of better balance and better quality foods, better quality carbohydrates, better quality fats and proteins, you know, really to enhance your well-being. And so there's various levels that you could take. But paleo is an extreme. I'm into extremes. I'm an extreme kind of guy. You know, I don't practice mainstream medicine because I like to live on the edge. And if you live on the edge, then you're not taking up too much room. That's what I reckon. So if you're following the crowds and you're doing what everybody else does, then you should expect to get what everybody else gets. And with the population in Australia and New Zealand pushing 70% obesity, 70% overweight, and obesity levels rising up above 30% in both of our countries, if we do continue to eat the same way that we used to, which is according to the food pyramid, then we're all going to look exactly the same and be exactly the same, have all the same health problems. It's not a deficiency of drugs, it's a deficiency of lifestyle, and so we need to address all of that. It is particularly important. A couple of new challenges have asked why lemon and ginger first thing in the morning. Lemon and ginger has the ability to enhance your digestive secretion. So when you put lemon juice into warm water, you increase your acidity levels within your gastrointestinal system, which will help you digest your proteins more efficiently. And you might have noticed that I've got you eating more protein than what you might have actually eaten in the past. So lemon juice is great in that regard. And also, lemon juice, because it's so bitter, stimulates the secretion of bile via the gallbladder, and so your gallbladder actually squeezes and shrinks and sends out bile into your duodenum, your small intestine, to allow you to digest fat, and that's the important thing. So if you're eating some fat or oil in your food, which I do encourage you to do, if you don't have adequate enough digestion, you will actually struggle with digesting all that fat. So I do encourage you to have the lemon juice. Now, when you add ginger, you'll digest other types of proteins, and it's actually quite anti-inflammatory on the body. So ginger is wonderful. It's, you know, when I studied Ayurvedic medicine, which is East Asian Indian medicine, I learned that ginger decreases something called ama, which is toxin. And so when you decrease ama or toxin in the body, you have a more favourable experience with the environment, and your gastrointestinal system works better, your immune system's more appropriate in terms of its response to the environment. So I encourage people to most certainly have adequate amounts of ginger and lemon in their meals. You know, you can cook with ginger in your stir fries, you can squeeze lemon over your fish, certainly squeeze lemon all over your salads, and if you put both of them into a drink each day, you'll enhance your digestion. It's actually a really good thing. Someone also asked if the yolk and eggs are considered to be fat and protein when using the PAR method, and what are the benefits of eggs? There are so many benefits of eggs. Eggs are like nature's nutrient packet. Everything that a chicken needs to grow is inside an egg, so it's all the protein, all the fat, all the carbohydrate that a chicken needs to grow from is inside that egg. There's no umbilical cord, so everything that that chicken requires is inside that egg. And that's, you know, an innately intelligent fuel source in that it has intelligence to grow a living being, albeit that this being is significantly smaller than a human. It's still innately intelligent. It can do it. It has a lot of potential and energetic potential. The energetic potential is maximized when the egg's fertilized, and then it cascades into obviously building a little chicken inside that egg. But there's nothing bad about eggs, and there's a whole lot of good things about eggs. In fact, if you eat eggs, you'll have an improved ability to manage your cholesterol profile. If you eat eggs, you'll have more energy. If you eat eggs, you're getting access to good quality proteins, which will enhance muscle mass and your body's ability to be thermogenic. So I'd encourage you to eat lots of eggs, at least two a day if you can. And if you can have more, then have more. I do really like them. When you look at the PAR method, probably for most people, two eggs is considered a protein serve. Don't worry about the fat that's inside an egg or cholesterol or the cholesterol inside an egg. Don't worry about it. As long as the yolk is runny, you'll have a positive and an improved cholesterol experience. So please look at that. Tracy goes. This is Tracy. Hi, Tracy. This is Tracy in Palmerston North. Hi, Damien. I'm new, just starting today. Congratulations. Welcome on board, Tracy. But I haven't actually started yet. Just waiting for my pack, etc. I'm so excited about what's ahead. It's awesome, Tracy. You have an amazing experience. And welcome to the 112-day challenge. So there's so many things to consider. And when you get your pack, there'll be a delay between getting your pack and also getting your nutrient recommendations from me. What I'd like you to do is read through your pack, go step by step, don't get overwhelmed, there's lots of things to consider. But just read through your meal planner, read through your food guide, read through the program guide, and try and get a sense of, you know, be honest with yourself and get a sense of what sort of body type you have so that you can select for yourself a meal plan that you feel is most appropriate. And you'll find that when I fire back your nutrient recommendations, I've probably got it right. If you supply me with enough information on your health forms, a lot of people don't give me enough information on their health forms. It's very, very difficult to actually provide you with the most appropriate nutrient recommendations if you don't give me all the information. But if you filled out your health form as well as what you possibly can, and there's heaps of information in there, it's likely that I'll be able to give you the most accurate body type recommendation. And so, but just choose your own body type. It could be 1, 2, 3, or 4. Some people get a body type 5, and that's a mixer. And I could talk more about that down the track. In fact, there's no mixers on the program as we speak. Somebody says, where can you get good quality whey protein? There's a couple of different whey proteins available on the market. You need to make sure it's not a whey protein concentrate. Whey protein concentrate contains around about 40 different ingredients. I'm not a big fan of whey protein concentrate. I'm a big fan of whey protein isolate. What you can actually get if you're wanting to increase the protein content of your smoothie is you can get this product in New Zealand called Egg Cell, and it's just egg whites, and it's refrigerated egg whites. They've been slightly pasteurized so that there's no E. coli or bacteria growth in there, and you can just pour some egg white into a smoothie and enhance your well-being that way. If you want to do a cow's milk protein, then casein is not the way to go, and a concentrate of whey is not the way to go. It's got to be a whey protein isolate. And so when you go into your health food store, or if you go to Metagenics, and if you call up Metagenics and ask them for what their best whey protein concentrate is, whey protein isolate, then you just make sure that you're asking for a whey protein isolate, not just a whey protein supplement. So, you know, aim to get a whey protein isolate. That's particularly important. So anything less than that is less than ideal. I'm just going to close this door. Just one second. All right. I'm still at work, so there's still people popping in. Oh, I just saw Phyllis go offline. She must have been on for a little bit of time. There you go. She might have actually been listening in. I wonder if she was. I'm just going to go back to... You might all be on the chat and just asking questions on the chat, but if you've got questions, please fire them through. There are some good questions coming through, which is terrific. It's great. The other thing, and I'll say this to you, Tracy, because obviously being new to the program, there's a few little things that you need to do. Watch your DVDs. Definitely take the time to watch the Palm Method DVD. This explains exactly how you're supposed to eat. Also take the time to have a look at the cooking DVDs, because the cooking DVDs, you know, whilst they're shot in their raw and they're uncut, they're not edited, they'll give you the opportunity to understand, you know, the simplicity of the program and take you on a bit of a journey as to how easy it is to actually put together this program to make it work for you. So, you know, don't stress out about it. Try and make it really, really easy. Try and make it simple. Don't make it complicated, and use the recipe book. It's a fabulous tool, and it will really make things easy for you. And so, you know, open it up, experiment. If you can't work out what your body type is, don't be too concerned about it. Just use the recipes from the recipe book, and you'll still get a great result. But probably the most important thing about the 112-day challenge program, apart from the food list and all those sorts of things, is your portion size. And so if you get your Palm Method portion size correct, straight up, then you'll be well on the way to losing appropriate amounts of body fat and achieving the success that you're after. So, you know, please make sure you're doing that. Somebody says, can't see any chat option tonight. Thought you must have taken it off. I says, Sarah, oh, I didn't think I did. Oh, I says, chat is not active for this event. I wonder who set that up. I didn't set it up. I haven't done that. Hayley must have taken it off you. Hayley's the boss. She must have taken the chat option off. Maybe there's been way too much distraction, everybody chatting about what they're doing on the weekends and what they're doing on Friday and, you know, who's coming to my party, all that sort of stuff. It could be that's what's going on. So maybe it's been taken away from you. The privilege has been removed. Imagine that. That'd be amazing. Interesting, here in Australia, we're having legislation changes that will prohibit chiropractors from giving nutrition information talks and health information talks. And so there's a whole lot of stuff happening in the world of health and well-being, and it's very much around the turf war. And a lot of people are quite concerned about what chiropractors and naturopaths and herbalists and osteopaths are doing to enhance people's well-being. And essentially the people that are most concerned are those that are concerned with, you know, with prescribing drugs. And so whether it be a drug company or you know, people that have a vested interest in prescribing drugs, they're quite concerned about the benefits of the other things and of course, taking away market share. And so if you do hear of stuff, you know, in your travels and you hear about people talking about how dangerous chiropractic is or how dangerous naturopathy is or how dangerous taking herbs are, just remind yourself of the safety record of these particular natural therapies. And in fact, many of them have been around for thousands of years. For example, Chinese medicine's been around for over 4,000 years. And you know, people just don't die from this stuff. And in a chiropractic sense, people get better every day from seeing a chiropractor. And in a naturopathic sense, people, you know, have an incredible experience with their body when the nutrient levels are corrected and herbs are used to stimulate various functions within the body. And it's all about making sure that the body performs at its peak and at its optimum. So please don't be, you know, don't take on board what people say unless you've actually had an experience yourself. And then you'll know what I'm talking about. And there's many people actually on this call tonight who have actually had naturopathic consultation and chiropractic consultation. And it's a wonderful way to, you know, to enhance your well-being. Sharon says, sorry, I'm listening, guys. It's Sharon from Matamata here. I'm a bit miserable tonight with trigeminal neuralgia. Still very much dedicated, though. Thought it was improving, but it's not going away. Any natural supplements I can take to help this condition? Yeah, absolutely. So magnesium is really important, Sharon. Vitamin C is really important as well. So the Metazinc and C, the Fibroflex Plus. But chiropractic can be absolutely fantastic for the trigeminal neuralgia. And you should really be able to see a chiropractor, Sharon. It's particularly important. The other thing that's unbelievably beneficial is high-dose DHA fish oil. So about 10 to 20 mils of straight DHA liquid fish oil. It's highly beneficial for trigeminal neuralgia. So I would recommend that you get stuck into the ultra pure DHA liquid from Metagenics. Highly recommend you get stuck into the Metazinc and C, and definitely get some Fibroflex Plus from Metagenics. All those are from Metagenics, and you can order them online. You've got all the details in your pack, and it's so incredibly beneficial to help you out. If you need more anti-inflammatory support or anti-inflammatory help to assist in the neuralgia, then what you can actually consider doing is taking a herbal anti-inflammatory, and the one that I really, really like from Metagenics is called Flavonoid Intensive Care, and it's a terrific anti-inflammatory herbal combination rich in curcumin and turmeric, and has an amazing effect on the body. But if you're cooking with curcumin and turmeric, then you'll also enhance your well-being. So add your turmeric and your curcumin and your ginger and your coriander and garlic and chili and all those sorts of things into your meals, and that will assist in helping to decrease that inflammation. Pineapple is also anti-inflammatory. Ginger is anti-inflammatory. So, you know, consider where you could put some of those foods into your diet, into your lifestyle to try and help that out, Sharon. I'm sorry that you still got that. It's from what I understand, a most debilitating condition, trigeminal neuralgia. That's terrible. It's terrible. The other thing, actually, that is particularly good is St. John's wort is amazing for it. So St. John's wort, which is antiviral, but also central nervous system depressant, suppressant, is amazing. So if you go down to the local pharmacy, or you go to the health food store, or go to your naturopath and ask for some St. John's wort, provided you're not taking any antidepressants, Sharon, it could be absolutely fantastic for it too. So you've got a few little things there to consider to try. I wouldn't try and choose which one would be the most appropriate. I just did the whole lot. So that's St. John's wort, magnesium, which was the Fibroflex Plus. I also suggested that you do the vitamin C and zinc, which is Metazinc and C. And the other thing was the ultra pure DHA liquid. Make sure it's liquid. Take about 10 to 20 mils of that each day, and that will help you a lot. All right, everybody. Well, that's the end of our call tonight. We've reached the end. That's 30 minutes, and I hope that you've got lots of good information. Welcome to the challenge, all the newbies that are on the call today, and thank you so much, Tracy, for making yourself known, and all the very best, and good luck with it. And until next week, make sure that you're looking after yourself. Listen to the Wellness Guys calls, because they will absolutely help you out, and they give you lots of leads and lots of good things to think about and consider about how you can enhance your well-being. But until next week, take great care, work really hard, and we'll be on with Phyllis next week too. See ya.